Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
I'd really like something classic. Maybe a fight between neighbors with a side of something really ridiculous.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here as always with Jamie. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. Kids back in school, able to have a little bit more time during the day to focus on my day job and to get some stuff done, and spent some of time before work today writing some episodes of True Crime to Go. And this one is, I think I sent it to you on TikTok the other day. I don't know if you saw it, but it is wild.
And I certainly appreciate your work, Jamie. I do think we have some work to do, and that is making the United States government recognize back to school day as a holiday for non-teacher working parents.
Yes.
Because I wanted to celebrate, but then I had to go to work.
Yeah.
So I think it should be a national holiday. If you're a teacher, you don't get that day off. You've had all summer. This is for us.
Yeah. At least send us a cupcake.
I don't want a cupcake. I just want a day to be by myself with no children.
I'll take your cupcake, but why don't you go ahead and get us rolling?
Today, we're going to discuss a case that started as a neighborhood dispute and ended in tragedy. We're not talking about our neighborhood, are we?
We're not. I do want to incorporate that a bit at the end, though.
So this is a story of Christopher Casey, a man whose life was turned upside down by a deadly confrontation with his neighbor, whose name was Robert Wallace. This all was over something seemingly very trivial.
Yeah, we're going to go to Upper Moreland, Pennsylvania, and there was a long-standing feud between these two neighbors. Earlier this year, on January 14th, 56-year-old Christopher Casey and 62-year-old Robert Wallace got into a heated argument that resulted in Wallace's death. Casey has since pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter, avoiding a more serious charge of third-degree murder.
So we have not yet spoke about what this was over. So I'm picturing, like, you know, maybe one of their kids rode a bike through the other's yard. I'm trying to think of other things.
I would think it's somebody getting hurt, like some, like, you knocked my fence down, you hit my car, you ran over my dog, something like that.
You ran over my mailbox, something like that. Well, we would all be mistaken. So the origins of this deadly dispute stem from something as mundane as snoring.
Snoring.
Casey and Wallace lived in a duplex, and their bedroom shared a common wall. For over a year, Wallace had complained about all the noise from Casey's snoring, which had allegedly disrupted his sleep and his ability to work. According to Casey's attorney, James Lyons, Wallace had been bullying Casey for months, even threatening to kill him on multiple occasions. Look, our houses, you know, we are neighbors, but there's a house between us. I cannot hear you snoring. I hope you can't hear me snoring.
I can't.
We both have CPAPs nowadays, but I get it. I've shared a motel room with a guy one time, and this, I cannot even describe to you how loud this guy's snoring was. So if I'm having to put up with this for a year, I might turn violent, but not deadly.
Casey's the killer is the snorer. Wallace was the one complaining and the one that ended up dying. Basically, Wallace got really frustrated and he stormed over to Casey's house, knocked on his window, and allegedly threatened to kill him if he did not stop snoring. Now, as you and I know, medically, there are a lot of things you can do. There are some things you can't do to stop the snoring. He ripped off the screen and pushed the window open, entering Casey's house, again, to get him to stop snoring. He confronted him through the opening for about 20 minutes. Casey, who's been diagnosed with autism and reportedly struggles with confrontation, was terrified and didn't know how to handle Wallace's aggressive behavior.
In his defense, Casey claimed that Wallace had initially calmed down during their argument and even offered to pay for constructive surgery to help the snoring issue. But despite this approach and this olive branch, Casey feared Wallace wasn't being genuine. He believed that Wallace might attack him, so Casey armed himself with a military-style knife and a taser before agreeing to meet face to face.
And he hid it like under a blanket as he was walking over there, and it got deadly quickly. He opened his door, and as soon as he did, fearing that he was going to be attacked, Casey stabbed Wallace 3 times in the chest. In the chaos and Casey swinging the knife wildly, he even stabbed himself once in the leg. Wallace would collapse and was later pronounced dead right there in Casey's apartment.
It's a heartbreaking end to what started as a neighborly conflict. Casey told police that he genuinely feared for his life. Wallace was much larger than him, and Casey believed that Wallace's offer to shake hands and to pay for the surgery was just a ploy. Given Wallace's history of violent behavior towards Casey, this fear was not entirely unfounded.
Again, there were lots of arguments and a lot of threats in Casey's direction. In the trial, Wallace's family expressed their grief and their frustration, noting how this literally ruined Wallace's life, this being the snoring. He literally could not function because he could not sleep. Casey, again in trial, apologized to them. He called the fatal argument an unfortunate incident. Because he pled guilty to manslaughter, the court sentenced Casey to 11 and a half to 23 months in a county jail, followed by 3 years of probation. Because of the plea agreement, Casey again avoided a third-degree murder charge and can be released in 8.5 months from sentencing.
As part of the sentence, Casey is barred from returning into his apartment. His attorney, James Lyons, highlighted Casey's struggle with autism, which made it difficult for him to handle the relentless harassment from Wallace. Lyons described Casey as a really good man who simply was overwhelmed by the sustained abuse.
While it's clear that Wallace was aggressive toward Casey, the outcome is a no-win situation, right? Like, nobody wants to lose a loved one. You don't want to be the person who kills your neighbor. That brings its own trauma. John, we've had our own share of disagreements with neighbors over the years. I know you had some at your previous home as well. Can you imagine a situation that escalates this much?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like everyone's different and everyone handles stress different. But I mean, if this was me and you, for instance, I feel like I could just talk to you like, hey, dude, you're snoring, man. Something's not right. You ever thought about going to a doctor? You know, like, I think that's how I'd probably handle it. But, you know.
But let's say I never did for years and it builds up.
Yeah. I'd probably, the next logical thing is to move, you know. Yeah. I mean, it sucks, but I've moved away from a bad, you know, I had great neighbors in my old neighborhood, but there were a couple that I just couldn't live with anymore.
Yeah.
So that's the new people's problem.
Like I said, this is a no-win situation, but it was a fascinating story. And the headlines of a murder over snoring grabbed my attention. I'm sure it grabbed the attention of a lot of people. So what about the sentence? Less than a year?
Yeah, I don't really, you know, in his mind, in a way, it was almost like self-defense. So, yeah. You know, I guess I'm okay with it. Maybe it's a little too lenient.
Yeah.
Is really my gut reaction.
Somebody lost their life. That makes it tough for me. But he also was threatened and had his window screen kicked in.
Yeah, it takes two to tango. And if you, you know, if I don't like you, I have no reason to kill you. But if you're trying to come in my home, I don't know what your intentions are. So I'm going to take out that threat.
Yeah.
But yeah, this could have all been avoided with earplugs, perhaps, or a pleasant exchange and trying to get the guy some help.
Move your bedroom, move your bed. Yeah. Noise machines. I feel like there are a lot of steps that were skipped here, but Casey will be out in less than a year as long as all goes well, and he will not be living in that same apartment near Wallace's family. But that's a crime story about snoring in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast. Distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.